Yeah, Mary Pat's here, and we're excited about our first guest because we've got a grand opening, an open house extravaganza coming your way. So welcome to the show, Mari Priest.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We love having you. Mari is the Director of Community Relations with Solana, Traditions at Solana. And what is Traditions at Solana?
Yeah, so Traditions at Solana is a retirement community. We offer independent living, assisted living, and memory care options. We are located off 78th and Keystone, and we've got a beautiful, serene atmosphere. Every apartment here or garden home has a beautiful view of the White River or the lake. So it's a great retirement community.
Did they build that from the ground up? I've been by that place. I didn't realize what
they
it was.
They did. Yeah. They did, yes. We opened June of 2014.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, do you know where it is?
Yes,
for people that are local?
Yes, I know exactly where it is. And
it's where the WNAP RAF race used to be years ago.
Okay. I thought it was just like a regular apartment complex. I'm learning so much on this show.
I am too, because the, the RAF race, I have heard that referenced from several people, and I don't know who it was that had to explain it to me, but it sounds pretty historical. So,
well, I want to say the people that are aging into your complex were probably a part of it.
You're probably right.
They're probably like, we want to go here because we have great memories of this area.
Yes.
You know, it would not surprise me. It would be that generation for sure. So.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been open since 2014. You're going to have a brand new open house extravaganza on the 20th of September. That's coming up next week, a Thursday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. What kinds of things do you hope to introduce the public to?
Well, so we do have a new medical director, and we also have a newer executive director. So we certainly want to open this up to professionals, the community out there. I mean, anybody that wants to come, we want them here. So they're going to have the opportunity to meet them. We also are going to have some music and wine, appetizers, and we're having a silent auction.
I noticed that this is also a fundraiser. Well, I guess the proceeds are going to go to the American Heart Association, and that's a good tie-in.
Yes. Yes, yes. And I mean, we're just super excited, and they're excited that we're doing this and that the proceeds are going to benefit so many people and so much research. So we want everybody to come out here and not only bid on auction items, but just have a good time. I mean, there's nothing more fun than just spending time with people, getting to know people, and some entertainment.
Well, I have to say, I've been out there before, Julie, and the thing I like is you have the cottages. You have the assisted living, but they have the cottages, and they're just so,
like independent living?
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's talk about those three different, very different types of care. So independent living, assisted living, memory care. Let's talk about the differences in them. As Mary Pat said, cool cottages. I'm guessing that's the independent living.
Yes. And they are pretty cool, I must say. I would, if I met the age requirement, I would live in one.
What is the age requirement? Is it 55?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But with our cottages, they are super cool. We have one and two bedrooms. They have attached garages, view of the lake, and they're big. They're big, full kitchens, sunrooms. I mean, they're pretty amazing.
When we talk about these, there are several different kinds of communities like this. Would you say that you have competitive rates? You help people figure out the insurance if they have that, or affordability. Let's talk affordability.
Yeah. So I know we have a lot of competition in the area. There are several things that I feel like set Solana apart. At Traditions at Solana, number one, we're a retirement community that promotes aging in place.
Ah.
And so with aging in place, we want you, when you become a part of the Traditions family, to stay here. As a nurse myself, I understand that changes occurring in life are always difficult, but as you progressively age, no one wants to move multiple times, right?
Right.
So we promote that. We promote that physical aging in place. Once you come here, we'll do whatever we can to keep you here. So I think that's one thing that we really stand out against competitors. And also, we are the experts. And when people come here, they are going to have questions. And we work with other parties to help get VA aid and attendance benefits for that mm-hmm. supplemental income for our veterans who should be honored, right?
Amen.
I mean, they
yes.
served our country, and we should help them in return. And I think that's another thing that we really do well.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Well, okay, independent living, there's assisted living.
Yes.
Describe what that entails.
So we have assisted living apartments. They're on three different levels. We have a beautiful patio going off the assisted living community where they have wonderful views of the White River, and there's a nice big fireplace out back. And each apartment is a good size apartment. They are offered in studio one and two bedrooms. The two bedrooms are pretty big, I must say. I could probably live in one myself if I met the age requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a wonderful dining service with our restaurant where they can go down and dine at any time between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. We know when you're retired, you don't want to get up and have breakfast at 5 o'clock and have to make it to lunch by 11 and have to eat dinner at 3. We don't have set times. This is their home, and we accommodate to them.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah.
Now, not all places have this memory care option that you offer. Not everybody has that. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so we do have a memory care, and it's a wonderful memory care. We have different studio apartments back there. They do family-style dining. We have music therapy that we offer. It's just a really therapeutic environment, and we do BBET programming for every resident, which is an individualized care plan for them, where it improves their sleep, their appetite, it reduces difficult behaviors, reduces medication usages and falls, and it promotes engagement in activities that they enjoy.
Wow.
You know, that's a nice segue back into activities. You guys have a lot of activities for the assisted living and independent, don't you?
We do. We do. We go lots of places. They do shopping trips every week. They make trips to Beef and Boards. They go to the museums. They even go down to the canal. Lots of fun stuff to get them outside of our retirement community. But then there's amazing things that happen here each day, too, like cooking classes and jewelry making, and of course bingo. You cannot be in a retirement community without bingo, right?
Mary's a big bingo person, right?
Am I right?
Come
you
on.
Betcha.
You betcha. Well, only from the perspective, she actually hosts, you know, for the Sotoma Club, she hosts a bingo, a monthly bingo.
People are very serious about their bingo.
Yes.
I have learned that they are extremely serious about their bingo.
So it sounds to me like the Solana is a place where you could sort of customize both your care, your living space, what you want to do, what you want to eat. I mean, you could be mm-hmm. very independent while being there and a phone call away from help.
Yes, you can be as independent as you want to be, but then we also have a great nursing staff, and even our executive director is a physical therapist.
Oh.
And so, you know, we will allow as much independence as you want, but then also for those who do have some needs, you've got strong staff here.
Well, you know, I would suggest if somebody is either looking for themselves or their parents, I would put these guys on the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank
it
you.
Is really,
it's a big
it's
endorsement.
Cool. And I've
high
seen,
endorsement.
Yeah, you know how many. I've seen a lot of retirement.
All of them in Indiana.
Well,
so that's
Indiana.
That's high praise. And elsewhere. Yeah, that's very high praise, Mari.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I am fond of Traditions at Solana. I I just feel like we're very, very special, and I appreciate that. And anybody that wants information or wants to come out, we're always available.
And particularly if you want some extras, Thursday, September 20th, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., that wine appetizer silent auction, you know, bring some friends, meet the executive director, the new medical director. It just sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be.
All right. Mari, last name just Priest. Mari Priest, she's the Director of Community Relations at Traditions at Solana. Thank you for being on Boomer Radio. Is there anything we didn't cover that you'd like Okay, great.
No, I think this is great. Thank you guys so much for having me.
I'm just excited to know that that beautiful facility that I pass when I'm on Keystone Avenue is you guys. I didn't know that. It's very cool. Traditions at Solana is the name of the place. Go by, check it out. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you so much.